Van Horn, Sister, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 14, 1902. Dear Sister Van Horn, I received your letter in reference to your son. Notwithstanding you have been sorely tried, the Lord will not forsake those who put their trust in Him. He will work in your behalf. Come to Him and continue to press the case to the throne of grace, as you have done. Do everything on your part to remove the difficulty, having the diet very simple, and then say, Lord, I have done the best I know how in seeking Thy glory. You have had a long trial. Has it dimmed your Christian integrity? Has it lessened your love for God and the truth? Has it blunted the fine edge of your love for the truth? My brother and sister Van Horn, look the matter over carefully. Place yourselves at the feet of Jesus and say, O Lord, if I have failed to sanctify myself unto Thee, soul, body, and spirit, teach me how to employ all my talents to the glory of God, physical, mental, and moral. If I have been untrue to my convictions, teach me now how to use my whole being to Thy glory. Take me as I am, and teach me Thyself how to bring glory to Thy holy name. Time is short. Pray and work is the great charge to parents and to children. In the conflict with spiritual foes, the best work and privilege for me is to sanctify myself, ready to take up any appointed work that seems to be duty. You must keep your case before the Lord in prayer. Keep up good hope, and doubt not in your heart. Keep saying, He hath promised. He will not leave me, even me. I will pray for you. Do not think your case hopeless. Keep your mind stayed on God, saying, The great healer said, Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find. Matthew 7, verse 7. Put that promise before the Master, and tell Him you believe the promise, left on record for just such suffering ones as you. You must carry Him, your son, in the arms of your faith. Thank the Lord that you have one who is caring for you all the time. Take Him at His word. All you can do yourself is to cast your helpless soul upon Jesus Christ, because He loves you in your affliction. Put your trust in Him that careth for you. My heart will seek the Lord in your behalf, but Christ alone can do the work. Do not be discouraged. Christ can break the power of Satan and will break it, for He hath promised. Now, my dear friend and brother, hope thou in God. Go in the strength of that God who is behind the promise. The healthy heart, the heart that learns of Christ, believes in Christ, is sure to work for a healthy body, and may often succeed in obtaining physical health.